always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? Happy Resurrection Sunday. We wanted to say that, you know what I'm saying? Let's make sure that is the forefront. I'm your boy, Don Christian.
And your girl, Miss Cole.
Yep, she's back there. She's deep today, you know what I'm saying? She wanted to make sure she was far from the camera today, I guess. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get it in. We just excited about what's about to go on today. Man, how was you guys' service? What was cracking? I heard that y'all got the subs out and everything. Miss Cole.
Excuse me.
No, you good? You get your shout on a couple times today?
Yeah, I was getting it.
Okay,
we had praise and worship, you know. I was up there doing a little
okay.
You know, yeah. A little something.
Okay, that's what's up. So she got it in a little bit. She better go harder next week, though. That's all I'm going to say.
I go hard every Sunday.
You know,
every day.
There's one song that makes her get going.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
But it's all love, man. We excited. We're going to interview my brother Conviction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in with him. We're going to talk about his music. Y'all done heard his song, Blood Bought, on a couple of shows, man. We try to get it going. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to also just talk about Resurrection Sunday, man. What that means. You know how, you know, Easter now is being so integrated with candy. It's like a candy holiday now.
And money.
And bunnies.
And
but I mean, kids really care only about the candy. You know what I'm saying? The bunny comes with the candy, so they want the, right? So that's what it is, man. And we're going to get it in with Conviction. Hear what he got to say. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear is what?
His testimony.
That's right. And if you keep doing that, I'm going to get
sorry,
on you. I promise.
I don't even know what's going on.
I promise. I don't even know. Miss Cole going on in the background. Oh, we got to tell them about the show, though, on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It was a good show.
It was a nice show.
Push.
Matter of fact, I'm about to upload my wife's message. She was going in.
In.
Like it was the playoffs.
Yes.
But she was preaching, though.
She was.
But it was the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And speaking of the
good
playoffs,
word.
There's a lot of teams that's
Boston.
About to be going home.
Boston?
Yeah, she's a. That's why we got the flyer in green. I guess Fulfilla kind of saw that coming. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's up, man. And if you guys got music, you guys want to send that in, go ahead. Go to yada.king.com. Since we're talking about the playoffs, be sure that you check out our NBA playoff advertising only at yada.king.com, man. And we're going to get into this new joint by the homie Brother Tone. He's a real cool brother. He came up here a couple years back, and we kicked it.
Yeah.
This song's called Reflection, and we're going to get it in.
Nah, I ain't the light, I'm a reflection. I ain't the Christ, I'm a reflection. Yeah, bro. What up, Doc Watt? Just a reflection. Reflecting Christ, man. Just a reflection. Yeah. Presenting my body as a sacrifice while renewing my mind. Pursuing truth with my noodle is what I do with my time. I'm fruitful, removing pride and leave what's foolish behind. You know what I'm marching forward and pressing toward the prize. Cause the adversary want me to stagger with the shield of faith escaping his daggers. You know that when he attack us, his motive is to distract us. Like pro, I murder my swagger. No time to be moving backwards. Yeah, led by the spirit that for my eyes on the front. He's my air without him, I die like I'm stuck inside of a trunk. And if I walk in the flesh, probably won't deny what it won't. I be proud for trying to stunt. Backsliding fire in the blood. And that ain't good for my witness before the eyes of the haters who criticize the believer's faith and deny the creator. I desire to be labeled with showing godly behavior. Cause I'm a city bright as Vegas. Therefore, I let my light shine. And pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand.
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time.
This is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
I understand.
I might be the only Jesus some would get to see. Yep. Approaching dudes like I'm the only Christian they would get to me.
Yep.
Look just like the hustlers, but cracking some you get from me. I offer them salvation and this is something you get for free. Passing compassion, not judging them, that ain't fit for me. I know some will stick up their noses, but yo, they're sick to me.
My righteousness is here.
Without the Savior, I'm incomplete. Saved by God grace a sinner, Jehovah PD's like Mr. T. Desert standard, can't be jocking no dame. You insane if you think my fingers gon' be cocking them thang. I ain't forgot why I came, the hood and block watching. But I can't be gangster no more, cause folks is watching me, man. I'm a steward of Jesus' image. I don't wanna fumble his legacy and be the reason his reputation crumble. So I crucify the flesh and make sure I'm being humble, because I don't want nobody to stumble. And so I let my light shine and pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
I ain't saying that I fear a man trying to gain acceptance. I'm saying when I go near a man, I pray my life impress him. As I follow Jesus, it's only right I reflect him. Don't wanna be the reason that other people reject him. So I'm in them scriptures, man. And not because it's cool for Christians to do, but because without it, I'm a fool. If I'm a ref, I got a witness to some dudes. I gotta study his truths and show the Lord I'm approved. People can peep a fake when you try to take them to news. They can hate what you say, but they can't deny what you do. Once you tell them you Christian, they stick the target on you and take interest in how you live and consider your every move. But I choose to take advantage of that moment in time to shine my light before they blind their eyes and show them my God. And ask them jokers if they know where they gon' go when they die. And so what if they start to roll in their eyes? Cause I'ma let my light shine
and pray they see the Savior through me.
I understand
I might be the only Jesus to see.
I take my Bible off my dresser,
hoping that he choose me.
Cause if he's looking for a vessel,
I'ma let him use me.
My life, my time,
this is what I'm giving Christ.
Give my body to a service
as a living sacrifice. I pray they see the Savior through me. Cause I might be the only Jesus to see.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Pro, and you can catch me on Yada Da King Radio. Get at us.
Yeah, battle jam. About to get up for another one, man. Hey, yo, Big Earl. Why don't you tell him what it is, though? Yeah, yeah. And get down.
So get down. It's about to go down. If you didn't know how, well, you about to know now. The streets are so foul and the game so wild. If you ain't making money, probably blow your brains out. Kurt Cobain style, trying to keep up with the Joneses. What you see on TV, man, the people don't own it. 2% do, and the rest be faking it. Perpetrating hard, acting like they making it. But as for me, I'm keeping it real. Man, I'm still in the hood with my sword and my shield. Man, I'm still in that place where them angels keep falling. Midnight to twilight, you can hear them demons calling. Trying so hard to make me leave his grace, but I can't do it, homie, till I see his face. As he sits on the throne and he plead my case, look past all my sins, only see his face. So get down, like I let off a shot, just to let them haters know it's time to get off the block. So get down, when you hear your boy stopping with an attitude, homie, like I'm straight out of Compton. So get down, for them thugs in the club that still be G-walking when they know what they done. So get down, when they say Big Pop, I'm the West Coast rider on this gospel tour. Yes, I'm from the West where the best come to die. Ask Tupac and Biggie if you think I'm a lie. No reply, homie, from them non-believers. When it's all said and done, yes, we all need Jesus. So I go ahead and call his name now. When I'm stepping to the crowd, I'ma yell the thing out. What you know now about the heat I got? Make the devil bow down when he see I'm hot. Man, I've been here for years through the blood, sweat, and tears. Trying to reach all my peers when I speak the deaf ears. Don't preach to the choir, set the street on fire. When I grab the microphone and I breathe through the wire. Everywhere you look, all you see is death. Used to be crack addicts, now it's all about meth. From the hood to the block, they wanna know what's next. Man, it's about to get deep, so won't you hold your breath? So get down, like I let off a shot, just to let them haters know it's time to get off the block. So get down, when you hear your voice stopping with an attitude, homie, like I'm straight out of Compton. So get down, for them thugs in the club that still be G-walking when they know what they done. So get down, when they say Big Pop, I'm the West Coast rider on this gospel tour. So get down, like I'm robbing the bank, heavy artillery, what did you think? So get down, when I flip the switch on that low, low, homie, when I tell her to sit. So get down, like a Cali earthquake, better pray to the Lord that the ceiling don't break. So get down, when you hear
hear this groove. Man is certified gangster to make you move. The game, the hustle, the pain, the struggle. Every now and then we gotta flex a little muscle, just to let them know that we holding it down. And we won't call it quits until we holding the crown. Yay, though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil, just watch my step. Like a tree deep rooted that points to the cross, you can see by the fruits I'm anointed above. So get down, like I let off a shot, just to let them haters know it's time to get off the block. So get down, when you hear your boy stomping with an attitude, homie, like I'm straight out of Compton. So get down, for them thugs in the club that still be G walking when they know what to do. So get down, when they say Big Unk, I'm the West Coast rider on this gospel farm. So get down, get down, get down, get down, get down. So get down, get down, get down, get down, get down. So get down, get down, get down, get down, get down. So get down, get down, get down, get down, get down. So get down. So get down. So get down.
Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club again.
Now available at FidelMusic.com, Club David. Join the club. Hen Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubMinistries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life? Available June 14th. Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective. See Rob's new album, Crystals Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
I got that soul tight, tight, time to shift, 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 shift to another level.
And God is active.
Shoes up, shoes up, walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystals Method.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Hey, they got to scratching. I had to go West Coast for a second. You know what I'm saying? That's where
it's
we from.
Good.
That's right. He
yeah,
said it's all
good.
Conviction is with us, and he's like, it's all good. So that's what's up. This is what we're going to do, man. I'm going to give it to my sister, Miss Cole.
Well, before we get into the testimony,
uh-huh.
You know I always like to ask about the artist names.
Okay.
So, Conviction, and you say it's with a K. So why did you come up? Or how did you come up with the name, and why did you change that C to a K?
That's an excellent question. To be quite honest with you, I changed that C to a K to be unique, you know, just to add my own flair and signature to what God had given me and really make it my own. But as far as the biblical basis for the name, I was sitting down one day and I was just, you know, kind of kicking around in my mind. Okay, Lord, you know, because I know God actually, you know, a lot of times he will change your name as he changes your identity, because, you know, there's a lot of significance in names, you know, from a spiritual standpoint. One of the things that he impressed on me one day was he told me, you know, I want your music to, you know, reclaim the lost, those who may have known me, those who I've shown my glory to, you know, I want your music to go back and snatch them out of the jaws of the enemy. And I was reading the Bible one day in the book of John, chapter 16. I believe the verse is 8, you know, for all y'all theologians out there, I believe it's verse 8, but, you know, Jesus was talking to the disciples, and he was explaining to them that he must depart. And he told them, he said, you know, I'm just paraphrasing, but basically he told them, you know, when I leave, it will be better for you because I will send a helper. I will send one to you that will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And that's the direction that God had led me. You know, he led me through a wilderness experience, and he brought me, once he could show me what was in my own heart, and he brought me into a land, you know, that was flowing with milk and honey, and positioned me to be able to grow in abundance. And, you know, in retrospect, you know, he really positioned me to be able to make music and to have a ministry, man, that would go out and really, you know, convict and, you know, convince sinners of their own sin. You know, the Bible says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall see God, man. So, you know, I'm just happy to be in the position that I'm in, bruh, and really be able to live up to that name that he's given.
Yeah, that's good. So why don't we just roll right into your testimony. Why don't you let us know about that?
As far as my testimony is concerned, God, man, he really brought me through a variety of situations. Like I said, I'm originally from Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm from an area that is really a depressed area, man. You know, it's kind of like Tacoma, like triple. You know what I'm saying? As far as crime, and I say Tacoma because I know that's something you can relate to.
Yeah.
So, you know, I say that, man, you know, being familiar with that area, it's really a dead area, man. You know, that particular area of town that I'm from, I mean, it's known for all kind of situations and circumstances, man. And my parents were married. They got married young, man, and they kind of understood some basic things about Christ, but they weren't sanctified, man. They weren't holy. So as a result, you know, we came up very double-minded, man, and were exposed to all kind of things at a very young age, man. I smoked my first cigarette when I was 8 years old, you know, because I drank my first 40-ounce when I was 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
By the time, you know, I was 14, man, I had used every drug known to man on a regular basis. You know, I was going to school every day, two powder, man, and smoking Sherman, as y'all call it, but both. And, you know, really had issues with addiction, man. Grew up in a very violent family, and my parents used to fight a whole lot, man. And, you know, so I developed very aggressive tendencies, man, for people in general, including women. And, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, really and truthfully, over the years of my life, just spiraled out of control, bro. And, you know, I finally came into a point of brokenness, you know, when I ran into some legal problems.
Yeah.
And some serious financial problems, man, around 2007, man. I was on probation, and I was homeless at the same time, and I kept getting locked up. And, you know, God just, you know, really crushed my life, man, and positioned me where all I had was the street of him, bro. You know, I was, like I said, I was walking around homeless, man, begging people to eat, man, sleeping in hotels, sleeping in dudes' cars, bro, sleeping in the woods, bro. You wouldn't believe some of the scenarios, man, that God positioned me in, man, and really used those things to bring me into a state of humility. And once, you know, I quit running from him and decided that, you know, I was going to man up and really, you know, become willing to follow him and become, you know, submissive to his will for my life gradually over a period of time. As I handled small situations, you know, faithfully, he began to expand my territory.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. You still there?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So that's what's up, man. So your testimony was like that. We're going to go into one of your tracks, like I said, that we've been spinning several times on the show, which is Bloodbought. Tell them a little bit about this as we go into that joint.
The song Bloodbought, man, is really perfect for this Resurrection Sunday, man, because it really champions the sacrifices, man, that Christ made, you know, that he really gave his life as a ransom, bro, you know, to pay the debt of sin for all humanity, man, even those that would be so vile, man, to spit in his face, man, and really be so vile, man, to persecute him in spite of the fact that he was sinless, bro. So, you know, the song really just says to you, man, that, you know, you covered in the blood of Christ from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, man, and you can celebrate in it. You know what I'm saying? And that's power in the blood. You know, the old folks used to say that there was wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb, bro. So we just you know, making that anthem, you know, 2011 anthem for you, man, so that, you know, that word can get out in you, especially if you're out there and you're not saved, man, and you're not covered in the blood of Christ, man. You know, we want you to know, man, that, you know, the blood of Jesus can come against any situation, any circumstance, bro, any assignment of the enemy. And that's, you know, that's the short and long of it, bro.
That's what's up. So let's get into that joint here on Yada, the King Radio. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought. I'm blood bought, blood bought. I'm blood bought, blood bought. Yeah, I'm blood bought. Yeah, I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8. Yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought. Yeah, I'm blood bought. Yeah.
Blessed be God the Father and the Son of Christ, the one that walked the face of the earth without a vice, the one that crucified his flesh so it wouldn't entice, and through the power of his blow rebuked the poltergeist. The sweetest taste of his grace put my soul on ice. You see, this faith is just a trace, but it's oh so right, oh so tight. My inspiration when I hold this mic, choosing a wrath in the darkness that reject his light. His precious spirit filled my inner man up with might. I rise strapped with holy scriptures to protect my life. Fully loaded magazines, evil teams we fight. Gospel Marines on the scene in the ravines of life. The beaten schemes watch me scream for the latrine tonight. The ancient king, head of all things, he brings me sight. Now, never brag nor boast. Jesus Christ, the lordship of my life, he's the most.
I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8, yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought. Yeah, I'm blood bought, yeah. I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8, yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought. Yeah, I'm blood bought, yeah.
Access by faith, in grace we stand. Rejoice in the hope of the glory that's in his hands. Reconcile to the Father, the ungodly man. Now turn your face from the wicked and he will heal your land. I pray you don't place faith in Obama's administration. Jesus Christ paid the price, the ransom and reparation. Raised up and went back, he's making our reservation. And if you work for the enemy, send him your resignation. There's nothing that I can do, neither works nor merit. A free gift to kingdom that we inherit. A free gift to all peoples, man, killers and sheriffs. His blood is the currency, no taxes in turn. His spirit pouring out love, cause in every word. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, so it's best we share. Eliminate the path straight to escape this earth. If Zion's the holy city, Jesus Christ is the man.
I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8, yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought. Yeah, I'm blood bought, yeah. I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8, yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought.
Man, the Bible said that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm
what up, family? It's the champion, Rick D, and you are now locked into Yada the King Radio. Let's go, man.
On your own back, go on to
perspective comes in, tells those problems not to be there, but be here. Beware, you better be there or be scared, cause we run things, you multiply like we scared. See, with new perspective, you in control, one man election. Problems ain't going nowhere, but they have no weight like an ancient air collection. Rest your hands on the sword, cast your cares on the Lord. Ask the Lord for the word to combat the wicked of the world. Compassion and grace is a beautiful reward.
Step outside your situation, this is called a life invasion. If your stress is getting old, stop and let it go. Stop and let it go. Stop and let it go. Let it go. Stop and 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 let it go.
Hey, 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 hey. Man, they got that Drumline sample. If they didn't take that from Drumline, then you know. They might have took it from something else, but dog, that joint was hard. The song was called Scope, and man, it was a great joint, bro. The song was actually called Let It Go.
Are you talking about Drumline, the movie?
Yeah, I think they took that. You know what I'm saying? You heard that, how they had the drums going? You know what I'm saying? Right. As a cast in the live stream said, they had that high school prep rally, you know what I'm saying, sound in there, man. But we got Conviction, man, and you got that album, Lazarus Experience, Volume 1. Yes, sir. You thought I forgot, huh? You thought I forgot.
It's all love.
But I got you. Lazarus Experience, Volume 1. Tell the people what the response has been and the follow up with the whole joint with the follow up.
So far, man, the album is it's done pretty well, man. One of the mistakes that I made, it really was a joint decision between myself and the label, but one of the things I was negligent to do was to throw a mixtape or two out before I dropped the album.
Yeah.
So I just kind of came out of obscurity like, wow. And people was kind of like, you know, who is this dude? But in spite of, you know, some of the blunders, man, God really has blessed the album and allowed it to be fruitful.
Yeah.
And, you know, the album is still selling. It's still available. Also, like I said, man, as a result of the album, man, my ministry has expanded. You know, I'm considered a regional and emerging artist now. You know, I have a following in my state. I have a following in the region of the country that I'm in. And I've been blessed to minister as far away as my home state, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. So, you know, God is still growing us, man. He's still doing his thing. And, you know, it was very flattering and very humbling, man, to go to Atlanta and talk to major artists who actually knew who I was, that saw my album reviews on the South, on Holy Coast, on different places, and, you know, were able to sample my music and, you know, see me in the bus shop next to Pro and see me here. Man, like, you know, like I said, man, I'm very, very blessed and very fortunate that God has given me this opportunity, man, and I do not take it lightly, bro. I do not.
That's good. So, what was your feeling about the GMA weekend?
What was my feeling about it?
Did you attend?
That's very interesting. Yeah, that's a very interesting question.
Hey, but you got to keep it real, though.
Can I keep it real?
Yeah, I am going to keep it real with you.
Okay,
I'm going to keep it always 100 with you, bro.
Okay.
For real, listen, man, and this is, you know, I'm going to answer this question twice, because depending on what you're looking for, we'll be the answer you'll get, but I'm going to answer it as thoroughly as possible. From a talent perspective, I was thrilled. Okay? From a ministry perspective, not nearly as much.
Wow.
Okay? And here's why I say that, man. And, you know, this is in general, and I say this, man, to all the artists that are out there, man, you artists, and you out there, you a minister of the gospel, and you out there, man, we need to make sure we keep the main thing, bro.
Right.
You know, we all know that the gift, you know, that the Lord gives to the Spirit are revocable, you know, irrevocable, you know, so we know that, you know, that's His Bible. But at the same time, man, you know, saying, you want to make sure that, you know, you're not allowing your interest in the music or your interest in the talent or your interest in fame or fortune or any of the other idols, man, that the enemy a lot of times will use to trick ministers of the gospel you know, out of their anointing, man. You know, you don't want to be in that position. So, you know, I would just, you know, encourage, man, greater unity among ministers of the gospel, less competition among ministers of the gospel, and that we just stay in divine order, man. Stay submissive to the Spirit of God and stay obedient to that thing that God is really calling us to do, man. Because I witnessed some things, attitudes, man, prima donna perspectives, and just, you know, the whole nature of how certain people carry themselves, man. It could be a turnoff and it could be confusing for a baby Christian.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, I stayed in the presence of the Lord quite some time before I started rapping, because I used to rap in the world. But when I got saved, I stopped doing music completely for about 2 years, and God really washed a lot of residue that I had on me from secular rap and some of the things that secular rappers do off of me. But I went to Atlanta this weekend and saw a whole lot of so-called saved dudes rapping for Christ in a way that I felt like secular rappers would rap they cities and they hoods and they boroughs.
Yeah.
And that offended me in a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying? But because I'm a man of God, bro, and I want to see unity in the body of Christ, I ain't going to call nobody out, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know, that's weak. You know what I'm saying? That's weak.
Can I gotta keep it
somebody, you know what I'm saying? I address it privately.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm operating integrity. But at the same time, I'm going to let you know that we need more integrity. We need more spiritual ministers, man. We need more people that are submissive to the Spirit of God. And that's not the bad hip-hop, man, because no matter what denomination or area of the country you're in, no matter, you know, what your calling is, whether you preach or whether you sing, rhythm, and praise, whether you're Donnie McClurkin or whether you're Dotty People, you're going to experience that within the context of the industry that Christ has placed you in. So it's not something that is synonymous with Christian rap or in any way limited to us as urban ministers. Please don't misunderstand that. I guarantee you, if I went to the Stellar Awards, I would see the same thing. And from what I understand, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm not a singer, but, you know, I make that comparison. So, Bible puts this, Jesus said, man, that, you know, he went into a certain field to plow, man. And to make a long story short, there were the tares among the wheat.
Right.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, glory to God anyway, bro. At the end of the day, God will be glorified.
Dope, man. I think that's good.
I hope I kept it real for you, bro.
Oh, man, you kept it 100, man. You know what I'm saying? I know this was chopping it up with you prior to the interview. I know how you are, man. So that's awesome. I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, just for some artists that haven't been there, that, you know, it's a great place to network. But sometimes you might see some stuff that could turn you off. And then you might actually meet with some people that can, you know, inspire you. I mean, it's just my former pastor, Pastor Gail, says, eat the meat, spit out the bones. You know what I'm saying? Because you might get a lot of bones.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, man, I was some bones out there, homie. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get credit where it's due. You know what I'm saying? I won't blast the minister publicly, man. But I met a few dudes that I felt like were awesome dudes, man.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, man. I was privileged to meet D-Mob, man. He had an awesome spirit.
Yeah.
K-Drama, man. He had an awesome spirit, man. K-Drama supported every artist who's in the front row, you know, the entire time. And he seemed like have an awesome heart for God.
K-Drama's crazy, man.
I met Corey Redd, man. Corey Redd has an awesome heart for God and compassion for other ministers. I met Art Swift. He seemed like a real cool dude, man. We chopped it up. I chopped it up with Joe Baraka. He had a real ministry-oriented heart. It wasn't about the music. It was about the gospel of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His son had a real good heart, man. So, you know what I'm saying? And this is just off of the power of discernment, man. You stay in the word, man. You stay prayed up and, you know, you stay holy. And, you know, God will illuminate things for you, man. And you know, I was able to discern and see, you know, good things, man, in spite of, you know, the general industry jargon and the general business acumen that you get in these environments.
Dope, man. So let me ask you this. With seeing that and with explaining some of the things that you've explained, now let's talk about your music. What is the whole purpose of your music? Like, is it to reach people at the GMAs? Is it to reach, you know what I'm saying, the church, the streets? Let us know what's good.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, please don't confuse the two. I went to the GMAs, man, to build relationships because as an emerging artist, you know, somebody who, you know, has a regional flair, you know what I'm saying? God has positioned in my heart that my desire is to expand the ministry that he's given me, you know, because he says, you know, in his word, man, that the way of the righteous is more excellent. So operating in diligence and being diligent to the gift and being a steward, it's my responsibility to grow that thing. one of the ways to do that is to meet producers, to meet DJs, to meet artist managers, to meet promoters,
right,
to meet bookers, okay, to expand my ministry, okay, and to position myself to do the thing that God has called me to do. That's why I went to the GMAs, okay? And also to build relationships with ministers, because as a minister, you know, we are covenant partners. So being that that's the case, you know, I will have an opportunity to influence those individuals and to possibly sway those individuals in such a manner where not only my music, but with the words that God's placed in my mouth, you know what I'm saying, to be able to be a light and a beacon to individuals that might find themselves temporarily floating in darkness, because none of us are perfect at the end of the day. As far as the specific purpose of what I do, okay, I'm an evangelist. So the music that I make, okay, in general is for those that are not saved. That doesn't mean that it won't encourage the body. That doesn't mean that it won't encourage young dudes and young, you know, women that are saved. But it primarily speaks to those who do not know Christ, because that's the calling that God has given me purposely. What I usually tell artists is, just like within the context of the body of Christ, you got teachers, you got pastors, you got evangelists, you got apostles, you got prophets, you know, et cetera, there's other gifts. You know, you got your offices, but beyond that, the other gifts, you know, in the body of Christ within urban ministry, within rap, we all have our calling, you know. Mine is urban mission work and evangelism. So for me, primarily the music that I make will speak to the life of a sinner.
Yeah.
And give the sinner hope. Inspire the sinner to change. Bring conviction and convince the sinner that they need deliverance.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's my goal. You know?
Yeah, that's real good, man. So speaking of good, we're going to go into some more of that good music. You know, I love doing segues like that. If I don't get a segue or show, I'm pretty down myself. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to go to your song, man, called The King. What's up with that joint, boss?
Man, the song The King, man, is a song featuring my homeboy, Levi, man. And, you know, what we did on this track is we put something together that really spoke forth the sovereignty of God. And to let people know, you know, hey, he want power, you know what I'm saying? He's the king and king. He's the Lord of lords, man. You know, get him on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Tell him that you love him, don't leave him alone. You know what I'm saying? Make him first in your life, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he can then come into those areas because, you know, like you said, he said, trust in him with all your heart. You know what I'm saying? You know, and lean not on your own wisdom. So, you know what I'm saying? If you allow him to be, you know, a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, you know, he can illuminate darkness. Man. He can, you know what I'm saying? Don't put him in a box, you know, because he can, you know, he can change any situation in the blink of an eye, man. That's really what we're trying to get to in the song, The King.
All right, so let's check that out. Where we at, Miss Cole?
Yada,
The King. Let's get it in.
Pause, all minds on Christ, all hands on life. I'm the bridegroom's wife, be the king. Sitting on the throne, get him on the phone. Tell him that you love him, you won't leave him alone. I said stop, pause, all minds on Christ, all hands on life. I'm the bridegroom's wife, be the king. Sitting on the throne, get him on the phone. Tell him that you love him, you won't leave him alone. I said stop. Now all minds on the heavenlies, where the rivers of living water flow like beverages. I mean beverages. Life can be so out of balance, we should look in the Bible, that's where the level is. I feel you, Cray, I'm with your dog, I'm on that rebel tip. I won't conform to this world, my life is an arrow tip. Now all minds on him who turn water to wine. But not just so we can get drunk while we passing the time. There's a purpose for being, there's a reason for breathing. We were created to serve and please the ultimate being. If you agree, let all weights drop. Look a transgressor straight in the eyes, say stop, stop, pause. All minds on Christ, all hands on life. I'm the bridegroom's wife, be the king. Sitting on the throne, get him on the phone. Tell him that you love him, you won't leave him alone. I said stop, pause. All minds on Christ, all hands on life. I'm the bridegroom's wife, be the king. Sitting on the throne, get him on the phone. Tell him that you love him, you won't leave him alone. I said stop.
Stop what you're
doing now and get the king on the phone. When I breathe my last breath, I'll scream, Daddy, I'm home. Till then, I'll be rapping till his glory is known. Glorious throne, that's what he's sitting on homes. And we all owe him something like we took out a loan. Look at history, there's been no greater love that's been shown. He's the path that we should all follow. Jehovah Shiloh, full of mercies and compassions, richer than the lotto. If he is void of your life, then your future looking hollow. But what do I know? This may be a hard pill to swallow. But if you refuse to take it, you'll be sweating like Tybo. I suggest you take on the mind of Christ found in the Bible. Stop, pause, all minds on Christ, all hands on life. I'm the bridegroom's wife, be the king, sitting on the throne. Get him on the phone, tell him that you love him, you won't leave him alone. I said stop, pause, all minds on Christ, all hands on life. I'm the bridegroom's wife, be the king, sitting on the throne. Get him on the phone, tell him that you love him, you won't leave him alone. I said stop,
pause, Christ is the cause of all of the glory, bruh, and all of the applause. He the way, cause the truth and the life, the one and only bread of life that will strike when the tempest entices. Our authority resides in his name. So when he called Lazarus to come forth, he resurrected the slain. Obedience to his death, he perfected the game. And when the devil came calling, he rejected the fame. The mind state of my Jesus, man, was so strategic. He gave sight to the blind, healed paraplegics. Mysteries, miracles, so many diseases. Don't need stars and stripes to get our pledge and allegiance. Come with me, just follow to the book of Ephesians. The cornerstone of the temple and the reason for season. The reason that my blood is flowing and the reason I'm breathing. To live in sin against God is like committing a treason. And yet his presence might leave when the spirit is grieving. His living streams quench thirst like I'm sipping artesia.
Stop. Pause, all minds on Christ, all hands on life. I'm the bridegroom's wife, be the king, sitting on the throne.
Hey, hey, can I get to know you? It's Marte, and you are listening to Yeah the King Radio.
This game is so over. To him I draw closer. Praise his name, Jehovah. He's super, my natural. This game is so over. To him I draw closer.
It's all about his jaw-dropping power. Get it in your life, I guarantee blessing shower. He gon' bless me, going in and going out. I can't be doing nothing, gotta be out and about. Health, finances, it don't matter to me. That's some all-Lord, that's true prosperity. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Broke, busted, and disgusted, always getting fired. Until I got a hold of God's anointing. Listen closely, watch where he is pointing. Cause it ain't no business, like kingdom business. Like a LeBron James fan, I'm a witness. In the front row with my jaw on the ground, like watching a pitcher throw a perfect game from the mound. Pound for pound, there ain't no one that is better. He the beginning, the end, he is forever. Forever, ever.
He's super, my natural. This game is so over. To him I draw closer. Praise his name, Jehovah. He's super, my natural. This game is so I drop closer, praise his name, Jehovah.
Really fragile when I'm outside his will, but when I'm with Christ, I am the real deal. Without his love, probably overdose on some pills, but now he got me walking like I made an Iron Man steel. Feel me on this, God has a plan to make you whole. Read the Bible, drop your remote control. Too many Christians try to do things on their own, but you must practice his commandments to become a pro. This ain't no joke, people dying ain't going to hell, but we're buying into lies like they was on sale. We want to communicate this message of love. We read that on Sundays like it's some sort of club, but it's more than that. Gotta get empowered to help those in need. This is the last hour. Don't be a man of Christ, don't be a coward. Don't leave earth without JC, it'll leave you sour. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's why I give my life to the one who took me higher, higher. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's why I give my life to the one who take me higher.
Praise his name, Jehovah.
I gave him my life. life. I surrender all. These snakes try to bite me, they can't stop me like a castle ball. Got mixed my meals and no, they ain't all. Prepare for any attack, I guess you can call me strong. Now must see the faith, this my living proof. Pharisees trying to bash me, but they can see my flops. I know I didn't earn it, it was just a gift. The Lord spilled me up with just one shift. I got sick and tired, I've been sick and tired. That's why I give my life to the one who take me higher. Being sick and tired, that's why I give my life to the one to take me higher.
My natural, this game is so over. To him I draw closer. Praise his name, Jehovah. He's super. My natural, this game is so over.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
Westcoastfire.com.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip-hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip-hop.
Yo.
The real hip-hop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com.
The online source for holy hip-hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SF.com, where you can shop the hip-hop music store with free music downloads.
Online shoppers, there's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip-Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip-hop.
I always gotta
The King Radio. Banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yada.king.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the yada.king mobile app. We yada the king. Do you?
Jehovah. That was God Hears. His song was called His Super, My Natural. And you just got to do the natural, God throw on the super. It's just like, you know what I'm saying, when somebody makes some good, some food, and you need a little bit more, like the seasoning, that's what God do. He'll season your life up, make you taste a little better. You know what I'm saying? Or make you feel a little better, smell a little better, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. So we got the homie Conviction, and we're going to get it in on today's topic, man. Resurrection Sunday, first of all, we know that it's the most popular day for church attendance. I'm just going to stop right there. What do you got to say about that, man?
Can I keep it real?
I would like, obviously, to see more people, you know, come out. Obviously, we know that we can't put God in a box, so we know that really and truthfully for us as saints, every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. You know, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. You know what I'm saying? You know, so as a result of that, you know, deliverance, man, it's there for you every Sunday.
Yeah.
Not just on Easter. With that being said, you know, if that's the only time you can get it in, that's the only time that you feel compelled to get it in, you know, give God that opportunity because, you know, he works miracles on Easter Sunday too. So, you know, with that being said, obviously you like folks to come out, man, and you know, I think that as ministers of the gospel, a lot of that relies on us, you know, because you know, Christ didn't raise us up, man, to necessarily just you know, proclaim the gospel within the four walls, man. He said, "Go ye therefore to all the world, man."
Yeah.
So, you know, the onus lies on individuals like me and on yourself, to really go out, man, and to really proclaim the power Christ in our lives and, you know, what he's done and really share our testimony with the world.
Now, that's what's up, man. So we see that it's the most popular. Also, we were just chopping it up in a live stream, you know what I'm saying? And we was talking about for church, it is also became like a fashion show daily, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about that, man?
I think that's worldly, you know, and, you know, it's cool to adorn oneself, man. There ain't nothing wrong with to look good, you know, and there's nothing wrong with appealing to those aspects of the flesh as long as they don't compromise your walk with Christ. But, you know, you don't want to put too much emphasis on the carnal, because, you know, what happens is, you know, you be being too cute, man, and not want to get into worship.
Yeah.
You know, then, you know, you're there to uplift Jehovah, dog. You know, praising for what he's done in your life, man, and the fact that you woke up this morning, man, where so many did not. So, you know, I hear you there as far as, you know, and I ain't just speaking to the women. You know, nowadays, you know, it's as many cute, risky men as it is females.
Oh, but can I
keep it real?
Yeah, he keeping it Trailville 100.
Yeah. Uh-oh, yeah. Say it again. Uh-oh, yeah, you heard me clear. I said that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So I'm going to ask you this, man. You all right, Miss Cole? Yeah. She's crying back there, man.
No, she's funny.
Yeah.
People don't be wanting to worship because they
don't want
to sweat.
Yeah, too cute to get that new outfit. And I just bought this for $300. I ain't trying to.
Yeah.
Take your coat off then.
Worried about that. Worried about their gators and their Maurys. I already know, bro. Yeah.
So, if that's you, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. We got a 21 gun solo for you.
Kill that
change them clothes next time and get something comfortable so you can go in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, man, Conviction. Go in strong on the worship, man.
But listen.
You know, worship is necessary, bro.
Now, Conviction, I got a YouTube video of you going in praise dancing, man. Do you have anything to say about that?
What?
You got a video of me praise dancing?
Yeah, you wasn't acting cute though. You was going hard, brother.
Like, nah, you had a video of me praise dancing.
Hey, okay, I'm messing with you, man. But listen, let's go ahead.
Like,
I'm gonna ask you this though, man. This is a serious question.
Yeah.
Easter resurrection service has kind of been called Easter service. Now cats got candy. Bunnies. I mean, they just came out with a movie.
Where
that bunny poops jelly beans.
Jelly beans, but they taste good though. But he poops. But he don't want to be the Easter bunny no more.
Okay, so what do you think about the whole Easter takeover of Resurrection Sunday, man?
I hate to go in too hard on this, man, but, you know, I'm just going to say what the Spirit of God is telling me to say about it, bro. Really and truthfully, man, it's really pagan in its orientation, man, and it's a cult, you know what I'm saying? The origin of it, man, is truly animist, you know, and truly tribal, man. You know, it's an ancient, fertility festival, you know what I'm saying, that symbolizes, you know, the spring equinox and, the seasons where things come alive. And one of the things that, the rabbit obviously, symbolizes fertility.
Right.
And, as does the egg. And, you know, one of the things that the ancient Druids, ancient Anglo-Saxons used to do, man, was they would strip, you know, remove all their clothing and paint themselves in blue and pink paint and, run out in the woods and hide. And, whoever found that individual, would have the right, the legal right to perform all types of various unclean sexual acts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's man with man, woman with woman, male with female, regardless of who's husband, wife, et cetera, et cetera, man. So that's a really vile type of spirit and festival, bro, that, in a lot of instances, man, the people of God have mixed in to, traditional and more, holy, belief as it relates to, the resurrection. And it is what it is, man, And I can't just simply put that on Easter. There are a variety of holidays that have been working through our calendar and into our holiday system and into our structure that we celebrate. know, unfortunately, living in the United States, one of the things that we combat, man, is consumerism and capitalism. And one of the dual purposes with these festivals, aside from the spiritual aspects of it, is that, you know, kind of like the Bible says, the Bible says that Satan is the prince of the world, you know, and, you know, that, you know, the world is passing away, and that, you know, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life are things, man, that the enemy uses against us in the world. And in a lot of instances, man, capitalism, if you really think about it, really fuels this madness, because, you know, corporations make plenty of bread, man, plenty of guap off of these trinkets. You talk about these movies, man, and these toys, and these plastic eggs, and these candies, and these grasses, all these Easter egg hunts and stuff, man, that our kids really get into, bro. And, you know, in no way, shape, or fashion, man, does this represent Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Do you think
it is what it is?
Now, you know, with the stuff that you said, do you think they actually are targeting the kids? I mean, like, I think, right, like, you see Christmas, they make it, you know, Santa Claus. Easter, they just, you know, the candy. Are they targeting kids to try to erase this from our memory, the real purposes of Easter and even some of the other holidays that we mentioned?
One of the dangers about dealing with the enemy, man, is you either give him too much power, okay, mm-hmm. and you give him the kind of authority that, you know, you would attribute to Christ, which we know that's not the case. We know that when Christ raised, he had all power in his hand, and we know that because he defeated the enemy at the cross, then so have we. You know, once we indwell with the power of the Holy Spirit, man, we know that the devil is free the Spirit of God. You know what I'm saying? On the other hand, you know what I'm saying, you know, we also can be positioned by the enemy, man, to not take him seriously as we should. You know what I'm saying? And I think one of the dangers of pagan festivals is they appear harmless, when in actuality, they're not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would just encourage people, God, man, to pray and use discernment, man, about the decisions that they make as it relates to their children. You make a very valid point. The children are the next generation. So if you really want to know who corporations are targeting, and whether that's their intent or not, if you really want to know what they're targeting, man, is look at their marketing dollars. Look at their marketing dollars. Look at their commercials. Look at what time they come on.
Yeah.
You know? So, look at who they partner with in business.
Yeah, no, that's interesting, because do you feel, I would ask you this. Now, on the flip side, do you think the church is doing a good job to make sure God is represented in these things, to just as the world is marketing towards them, is the church marketing towards the kids? What do you think?
I think that there's room for opportunity. I think that, and I say opportunity, man, because, you know, the Bible instructs us, man, to, you know, show love, man, to the household of the saints, man. So as an artist, man, I always try to air not to publicly bash the church, you know, but at the same time, the Bible teaches us and admonishes us to speak the truth in love, man. So as far as churches, I do think that in general, the church has operated in a spirit of tradition. There are some things that have been in place that shouldn't be in place. There's some things that are not in place that should be. And I think the church can do a more effective job in general,
yeah,
reaching out to the youth of the next generation and utilizing things such as Holy Hip Hop to integrate Christ back into this type of environment and still remove some of the other obstacles. And it's one thing if you want to give the kids candy. It's a whole other thing to promote, you know, the traditional festivals in the manner that we traditionally have. I think,
yeah,
that, you know, celebrating the life of Christ around Resurrection Sunday, with children in the spring, is perfectly fine. It could be a means of empowering youth toward Christ. I think it's just a matter of, you know, how we live by the Spirit and how we implement things that we do.
No, that's a good answer, man. Let's talk about your song we're going to run into called Running, featuring Nicki.
Yeah.
Tell the people a little bit about this joint, man.
Yeah, man, this song Running, man, is really a testimony song, and it really speaks toward some of my personal life experiences, as well as things that people in my family, people in my community, man, dudes that I knew that wouldn't say that are, and, you know, collectively have experienced. And the song really, really speaks toward, you know, the book of Hebrews, man, when Paul said that, you know, we should forget the things of our past, because we know that God was also saying to the sea of forgetfulness, but moving forward, man, and really pressing towards the mark of the high calling in Christ, man, and just continuing to, you know, endure and pursue those things, man, in a spirit of excellence and doing all that we can do to stand in this final day, bro.
Yeah. So let's jump into that joint. Running by who?
Conviction.
Featuring Nikki.
Servant to my Lord, no longer slave. Every spirit, every soul tie, properly slave. A product of the flesh, but a soul is twisted. An AK in the schoolyard, he gone ballistic. Hydroponic marijuana cousin, blowing those reefers. Murder for sneakers, the devil got us all in a sleeper. Mesmerized by the music pumping out of the speaker. Britches sagging in the church, no respect for the deacon. World culture, bro, is so sadistic. I used to flow for the block, but nowadays I like to flow for the bishop. When I say bishop, man, I mean the bishop of souls. His water, it flows, regenerating sinners in droves. I came to him in need of a shower. He cleaned me up without the dub by a homie, and he gave me some power. No longer a coward, a true man conquers his fears, rebuked the devourer. So now I'm reaching back for my peers. Changing conditions, afflictions we acquired through years. Experience joy and struggle, holding back your tears. My Jesus, he's that same OG. The download that from the heaven leaves like MP3s. He replaced that Hennessy, cuz the SOP. My God, man, Jehovah can lift ya. Like the Rima Sola, his scripture. Like chronic smoke, I blow out a swisher. Like the foolishness I chose to consume, he would use to confound the whole earth when I emerged from his womb. Except a grain of wheat falls to the tomb, and then it's flesh with decay, and then it rises and does whatever he say. We used to run around town, bruh, pitching those boulders into the seven-star generals, selected of soldiers. Spirit, mind, and flesh, yes, perfected in wholeness. Made in his image, he washed away the grit and the grimace. His workmanship got finished with the grace and repentance, and he returning for his bride without a spot or a blemish.
Who you are, just born and raised for what you've been through.
Giant Star Entertainment in the building. Right now you're listening to Yacht of the King Radio. The best for all your Christian hip-hop needs, you heard? Keep it locked.
My God is the CEO of the universe.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's so big.
Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the luck, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storms, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name.
I am that New York boy, I was born up in the tropical. My flow's so sick, it should be laid up in the hospital.
sin was an obstacle, but then I found grace. If you're a producer of sin, when you die, you just blaze. Ay, he holds my past, my present, and my future. I'm only 12 inches, but he's really the ruler. I'm trying to introduce you to the God that's sovereign. This ain't Twitter, but believe me, I follow him. I am his employee, he is my boss. He is the superhero whose cape was a cross. You can't box with God, so why try? You're only gonna put yourself in a hot spot like Wi-Fi. He keeps on calling, but you don't ever call him back. CEO of the universe, yeah, I call him that. Like a bad actor, let him get you out the drama. Bring change to your life, and I ain't talking Obama. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on a throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storms, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. When I say who you represent and your answer is God, but you ain't living right, then your answer is a fraud. You preach a good word, but everybody know you're faking. Like a bad iPhone, we don't see the application. You don't gotta fake it, you can really make it. Take your bad habits to God and let him break it. They used to call me wild, but he changed up my name. Like an arcade machine, he came and changed up my game. I'm satellite radio with the flow. I'm serious, grab the microphone and I rock. Igneous, Satan had the whole world on lock, deceiving us, but he died and he rose to the top. Genius, truth is, he's too big for my mind to explain him. He don't exist in time because time cannot contain him. But I'm trying to get you to know him before your time's gone, or else you'll end up in a place with hot fire dialogue. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storms, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. Goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storms, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on a throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain.
Hey, hey, yeah, that was Richie Righteous. Song was Big, Big God, man. And I know Conviction rep that Big, Big God. Miss Cole, I know you got some questions for the homie.
Yes. So we're wrapping up, and where can people find your music? How can they get in contact with you? Plug your information.
Yes, for sure. If you out there and you just want to listen to some quality Christian rap, man, please get with me, man. My album is available on triumphantmusic.com. It's also on iTunes as well as on AmazonMP3.com. Also in the bus shop. Shout out to my homie Ken Bus. It's also on HolyCultureDownloads.com, as well as Rhapsody Music, Zune, and a host of other online outlets. As far as getting a hold of us for ministry, if you're a pastor, a youth pastor, you're a youth organization or a church that is want to connect with youth evangelists and urban missionaries of the gospel, you definitely get with us at triumphantmusic.com. You can also reach me directly at conviction with a K at triumphantmusic.com. And I'll spell Triumphant Music just for clarity. That's TRIUMFANTMUZIK.com.
And what can we expect from you next?
Yeah, what's next, baby?
Next for me is that NBA project, man, at National Believers Association, a.k.a. The League. That's actually dropping in the fall. It's going to be about a 17 to 18 song project. I'm just estimating. And I'm on technically about 8 songs, of the 17. So glory to God, you can expect that. And then as far as solo work, the GOAT, Greatest of All Time, mixtape series, the GOAT Volume 1, will be forthcoming at the end of the year, beginning of 2012.
Okay, okay. And any last words you want to leave us with?
What'd you say, sir?
I said last words. Any last words you want to leave us with and our praise viewers?
Yeah, for sure. Last words, man. Much love to Yacht of the King, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all do, man. If you out here, man, and you got it locked and popping to Yacht of the King Radio, man, y'all keep supporting. Y'all keep listening, man. Y'all keep blessing this brother's ministry. Secondly, if you out there and you don't know Jesus Christ and a pardon of your sins, I would encourage you to get to know him today, like man. Right now, like this minute, man. He is certainly the author and finisher of my faith, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everything to everybody and everything that is was made for his benefit. So let him use you, man, to come into a state of submission. Any problem that you have, any situation, an obstacle, a mountain that's in your path, trust me, he can move. If he can change me, then he definitely can change you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what's up, man. So, Conviction, we definitely want to just say thank you for coming on,
yes,
man.
Yes.
And just spending your resurrection service with us, baby.
It was fun.
Well, Sunday.
Absolutely,
not service.
Man.
He didn't miss service. Let me clarify that.
No, he went to service.
Oh, no, I definitely didn't miss service. I definitely went to service. You know what I'm saying? Got it in and, you know, chopped up at the crib, man. Did my, you know, did my due diligence with my family and met all my obligations, man. And, you know, it's, 10:30 out here on the left side, man. So, you know, I'm getting ready to lay it down here in a few minutes, bro. Get ready to get up in the morning, man, and do his work.
All right, bro. God bless you, man.
God bless you, too, man. Anything else I can do for y'all, man, please let me know and stay in touch, bro.
All right, we will do that.
Have a great
night.
Bro.
Peace.
All right, life.
All right, cool. Thank you.
And that was awesome, man. We had a chance to get it in with Conviction. And actually, I meant to say this before. I had to play Richie Righteous's song, Big, Big God, because even though his team, New York Knicks, didn't do a big, big, they didn't show up.
Wow.
Their big three, you know, they were injured and all that. So shout out to Richie Righteous, though. I was following his tweets. He was a diehard Knicks fan. I thought they were going to pull this game out. They should have pulled at least two of the games out. But Miss Cole Celtics did get that W.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep, yeah. They brought out the brooms, you know what I'm saying? First team to move on, right?
Right.
And I don't know who else was playing. Did the Thunder just win too? Oh, okay, I'm tripping. But you know what it is, man. We getting it in, excited about what God's doing. Here we got it at King Radio. We got a lot of interviews lined up. We're going to be continuing to do interviews. Anybody that got somebody that you think we should interview, you know what they need to do? They need to holler at us. You can always email us, hit us up on Twitter, or Facebook, or whatever you hit us up on. You know, so whatever you use, we probably use it too, except for MySpace. We ain't got into that yet.
And so, if we don't use it, let us know.
Yeah, I'm trying to use that LinkedIn. I don't know. Have you heard of LinkedIn?
I've never heard of LinkedIn.
Yeah, I'm on it, but I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So, you know, I'm just like, okay, you know, like when I first got Twitter, I was like, what's the point of this joint? Now I'll be on Twitter, and I'm like, yo, okay, you know, we battling about teams and all that. So if you ever want to follow us, we're Yada That King, at Yada That King, and that's YadaDahKing, no spaces, just Yada That King. And also go to our website, YadaDahKing.com. You can go there, hear some of the bomb interviews, watch some of the live interviews. And also just, you know, get in and see what's coming up next and what we're doing.
Right.
And all that. You did?
Yeah.
Miss Cole, how you feeling? You feeling good?
I'm feeling pretty good.
You feeling good? You yeah. Ready to eat, huh?
I'm ready to sleep.
You ready to sleep? It's like 7 o'clock.
I got work tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
you know up. I go to sleep at like 8.
That's what's up. she go to sleep at 8. I'm just getting like my second wind, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But Conviction was a real cool dude. Shared a lot of his testimony. Shared a lot of the stuff that he was into. And shared a lot of the stuff that he was doing.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. And we're going to go into some new music, man, right here by the homie Chances Are. The song is called Rescue by Death. I'm feeling this mixtape, man. Look them up. Chances Are. It's just Chances, the real word, and then Are. And his music's fresh, man. Boss Lady actually said on the show that was one of her favorite albums of the year. Actually, period. So check that out here on Yada That King Radio.
I'm gonna say that EGL means that he's gone out. And that's what the whole thing in the garden was about. The Adams family thought they'd be better than God did. I'ma make this plane, imagine a plane with no pilot in the cockpit. Look out below! But back to Adam and Eve though. Everything was always good, like a Mark Price free throw. Switch! Then a switch in the mind of men, and that would forever change our environment. See, my mental was detrimental, and I'm talking in first person, cause I had that same Adam nature too. God created us in his image. We took that baton and ran with it. Came up with our own doctrines and religion. Try to take Christ out, put something else in it, but nothing won't fit though. You know,
I remember when I was yet a sinner, Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I was out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died. You set me free.
Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wrong.
God, look at how they're twisting your world up. Try to get us to not see it as murder. It was a mask called pro-choice, mad in 1914. That's your voice.
Confuses all of these different faiths.
Christ died and he rose. What's to debate? I'm on the side of a living and true God. I don't respond to their hoaxes and hoopla. Jesus is the cornerstone, there are no clones. Archaeologists are still trying to find his bones. Silly men, there are no bones to find. Ego tricks for a feeble mind. Me, I'm feeling fine, I'm just letting that word work. I can see so much clearer, the smoke is gone. I done kick cracks in all of their mirrors. You can't boo-boo to fool me, you know.
I remember when I was yet a sinner, Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I was out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
Gone.
Out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
Y'all, what's good? This your boy K-Drama, and you checking out Yada the King Radio. Don't touch that dial, homie.
Yeah. I'm glad you came. Yo, what up, Juice? Let's get it in. Yeah.
Welcome to the first time visitors. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Glad you considered us. Hope you're feeling fine. Please do remember us. Keep us on your mind. If you ever need encouragement, keep us on rewind. You are now gathered around your stereo. Be prepared to witness the death and the burial of the uncool. Mic check 1-2. You are at the scene of a crime like a gumshoe. Where I crucified lust, pride, jealousy, envy, contention, lies. I'm ready for my sentence. Sinless, eternal life through repentance, solitary confined. You'll find that I'm feeling just fine. Put me on a cell block, hit me with the fine. I am intertwined in the master's peace. I'm created in his image, I'm a master's piece. Hey, mic check 1-2. Before Christ, I was so not cool.
Not cool.
but now I yield. I am not mine, I am his. And I ain't trying to be flashy. If you want to know about God, just ask, me. Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well. Before Christ, I was lame with a limp, lacking, sinking in a ship that had no captain. Overboard to the shore, gasping, asking for the Lord. The allure became passion. Living pure for the practice, giving the cure for the curse. No more living backwards. I'm Matt Stafford, throw for the lion. Not from Motor City, but the city of Zion. I am top choice on his draft board. When he wakes up, the Lord's gotta clap for him. He named me the franchise, he saved me. Now I parade his name to the antis. Jesus, keep him on standby. I'm feeling cool under his rule, renewed with the lamb's mind. Like a landline, you can call him up. He'll take the sinful nature out your heart and ball it up. Hey, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Before Christ, I was so not cool, not cool. But now I yield, I am not mine, I am his. And I ain't trying to be flashy. If you want to know about God, just ask, me. Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well. I'm in the in crowd, I can't walk with my chin down. Once lost but found under sin's cloud. I got up like a rebound. I'm in position, sin can no longer box me out. I go the distance, fish for the remnant. Giving the definition of light to the dim lit. You can see the Father call him Abba like a limerick. The narrow paths like skinny jeans, only the slim fit. You can call me bony, lost the way to sin by throwing up the old me. By his grace am I redone, daily crucified, suicide on rerun. Till the day that he comes, catch me at the head of the class. I am not the tail, I'm the head, never last. And I'll put that on my city. I'll carry the cross till they bury me like Biggie. Hey. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Before Christ, I was so not cool, not cool. But now I yield, I am not mine, I am his. And I ain't trying to be flashy. If you want to know about God, just ask, me. Because I'm C-double-O-L. If you don't like it, then oh well.
Shout out to the homie C Straight. That was his joint. So not cool. And man, if you ain't got God, that's not cool. And he's not worried about being cool. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what's up. We getting it in right now. Me and Miss Cole, we're gonna talk about Easter or resurrection service. Now I'm gonna say this. I didn't know nothing about what the homeboy Conviction was talking about. I just learned that, John. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The bunny and all that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. A lot of our holidays are...
That is bananas.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, they were shagging in the woods and all that kind of stuff. Like,
that's where the coloring of the eggs and stuff.
Yeah. Interesting.
Read up on it.
Very interesting.
Yes.
So, next time I go to a church and they doing something like that...
doing something like what?
You know... Not like the old version. But like, I'm saying, like, they got the eggs, they got the bunny. You think I should say something and be like, yo, you guys blasphemy?
Well,
you rip my clothes and stuff? What you think?
No, I don't think that you need to do all that. I think that I think it's good to know where our holiday traditions stem from.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's not to say not to celebrate Resurrection Day, but to just not lose sight of what the meaning really is. Because I think, you know, when people think of Easter or Resurrection Sunday, they don't even know about Christ or that he died for us and he had risen again. So,
yeah.
You know, people just think of bunnies and candy.
Right.
And that's not...
Man, that's to me, that's crazy. But what do you think about, since Resurrection Sunday, also known as Easter, is one of the biggest days for church attendance?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it is like that? Is it just because people convicted and they trying to remember the resurrection, or what?
You know,
what do you think?
I,
Why Easter and Christmas? That's the second highest.
It is. I don't. I think it's commercialized. I think that you know, like we were talking about earlier, I think it is. I think a lot of people just do it because that's what they were told to do, or they're used to. I mean, any religion, during the holidays, you know, people show up.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of, I have friends that are Catholic, and they go to church 2 times a year as well, on Easter and on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. Hey, like Conviction said, maybe it's to get their Easter fit and to show it off, or candy and presents on Christmas, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. Like, it's, to me, it's just crazy that a lot of people would come through, get it in, and only do it on Easter. You know what I'm saying? When Jesus died for you, I mean, like, that's gonna, I don't know. Maybe they think that it's good enough to just show respect to God one day of the year. Or, you know, I don't know. But
I don't know. That's a good... I'm going to ask that question.
You're going to ask some of your friends, like, why do you go to church on Easter?
Yeah, I'm going
to
ask that.
If you ask that, I want you to record that joint. I need that, and I want to know. And we're going to play it
on
there.
I know just who I can ask, too.
That's what's up.
I'm going to ask... Because I do wonder why
that
is.
Why Easter?
Why out of all days of the year, you're going to go... And I've heard several people say... They go twice a year, and they're
cool
no
with that.
They have no shame in it.
Yeah, like
they have no shame.
That's what we do. I mean, mm-hmm. 2 times a year. I mean, anything else is uncivilized.
I mean, it could be, you know, they see it as a family time. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, you know, they holidays is the time where families come in from out of town.
And the crazy thing though is churches. Even the church knows that that's the most popular day, so they do more advertising.
They
for that
do.
Service.
They do.
So that might be, you know, not money advertising, but hey, some of them do put money behind their advertising.
Well, yeah, they do special programs.
Yep, something special to get the people, which is interesting. So, man, yo, that's something to think about. But with Resurrection Sunday, as Ms. Cole said, we got to make sure our whole mindset is based on God. And him resurrected from the grave, him coming back, you know what I'm saying? Us resurrecting from our old man, just the whole theme of the cross, man. You know, even some of us celebrate Good Friday. Let's remember that the pain that he went to save us, mm-hmm. and to allow us to have a relationship with God. All those people that just go to church on 1-2 times a year, unfortunately, and I can say this, they don't have a relationship with God.
Right.
They just go just because they feel like it's an obligation. But God calls us to have a relationship.
And they think it's good enough.
Right. And the thing is, you can't never be good enough.
Right, right.
If you really know who God is, you are not good enough with what you're dealing with. You're not good enough with all the things you do. You could preach 40 sermons and get a million people saved, but that's still not good enough. You got to have a relationship with God and know that Jesus was the only one good enough. You dig?
Or like my pastor said, good don't get you in heaven.
Good won't get you in heaven. it won't even let you. You can knock on the gate. You can touch the gates.
Right.
But I don't want to be that person, man. So it's all about building your relationship, making sure that it's strong. And we're making sure we're going on strong and continuing, man. And hey, if you don't know about Jesus and you want to know about him, you say, hey, man, I don't have a relationship. I want to learn about that. You can give us a call, 425-243-4285, and we'd love to chop it up. You can also just email us, yadadaking@gmail.com. And also, man, y'all got to come back. Join us next the next show. We're here every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30. You don't want to miss the fun facts, man. That was cracking.
That's funny.
Ms. Cole brought the fun facts.
Fun.
And once you go fun facts, you won't go back to the old facts. You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
Right? Is that cool? Yeah, we're going to come up with something like that. I might use that right there because I did record that one. That was
we need testimony.
Yeah, we're gonna get some sound effects. If you got sound effects, let us know.
Yes.
Sound effects. But it's your boy Don Christian.
And your girl Miss Cole.
And you know what we do? We yada. Let's get out.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da. Shabaka. I yada da. I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da. Shabaka. We yada da. We yada da.